If you're inside my Fix It Up life, and I am having a wonderful day today with my husband Mark.
Days early. I'm not even gonna get there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not gonna call it early?
I'm not gonna call the game early.
No?
Although I am having a great time.
Glad to hear that you're having a good time. I'm having a good time, too, because we're at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And I have to say, of all of the trade shows that we go to, this is one of the prettiest ones.
Without a doubt. It's wall-to-wall great-looking stuff.
Yes.
As is exemplified.
And the people here are pretty, too.
I didn't notice.
Yes. There are a lot of hard to notice.
I only have eyes for
people.
You.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And I'm having a latte, too. A nice man in this booth made me a latte.
We are in the Dan's Faucets booth, and they were kind enough to provide us with our own caffeine delivery vehicle. I don't know if anybody else is using it, but we sure are.
Somebody must have called ahead and said, you know what? There's my Fix It Up life, folks.
Coffee drinkers run on caffeine.
I mean, that's what we do.
And we're also joined by Kevin McJoint, who's the Vice President of Brand Management for Dan's Faucets. Welcome to my Fix It Up life.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, thank you for having us in your booth.
Yeah, here is your booth. I thank you for thanking me. I don't know who to thank next.
And I saw that this is the 11th year that you guys have been at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
That's right. Dan started in 2000, and we're excited to be continuing in this trade show. Even after the turmoil in the market, we're very happy to be where we are and with a real bright future going forward.
That's wonderful. That you guys have been here for 11 years, because I don't know if a lot of companies can say that, because, you know, some people have left over the years and have come back recently, and that is a testament, I guess, to your company and how well it's doing, too.
Yeah, I think it is. We've had a tremendous opportunity to grow this company from scratch, starting in 2000, 2001, to where we are today. We're excited about where we are and where we're going.
Wow.
And now, all of the new things that have come out, too. You know, there are a lot of new products that you're showing here for the first time at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite of all of them? Do you have a favorite?
Well, there's a number of course, I have lots of favorites.
Yes.
They're all of our children. You can't pick one favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But we're excited about expanding our line of high-quality faucets and fixtures and bathroom furniture in both directions, both with some exciting new styles in the higher price range, at least for us, as well as some really fresh looks at the lower price range that we haven't had in the past, so both in the contemporary and in the traditional styling. So those are really exciting. They're getting a lot of good attention.
And does Dan's have solutions for the kitchen and the bath? Is it one or the other? Where do you stand in that area?
It is both. As you can see from just glancing around, we have kitchen and bathroom products, both faucets as well as furniture and bath accessories in the bathroom.
And does that include, so I can paint the picture for everybody who's listening, bath furniture, a full suite of bath furniture, different pedestals and those kinds of things?
Correct. When we talk about vitreous china, the fixtures, meaning the pedestal sinks, the toilets, there's some vanities with the vanity tops to go with it, as well as the faucets and bath accessories and the hard surfaces in the bathroom, as well as the kitchen faucet array of normal kitchen faucets, single and two-handle, as well as some real fun products like the pot fillers you see right behind you, which are very popular and unique in the market.
I love these. You've got a finish here that I guess I wouldn't call it jet black, but it's pretty black.
Yeah, it's a matte black. It's very it's very interesting and very appropriate for a lot of people. It's very intriguing.
I like that an awful
I think
look.
That's
it's
super
opulence.
Sweet. I think that's super sweet. Here we are doing a radio show, staring at some
we're
stuff,
staring
not talking.
At it. So, like, yeah. our mouths dropped because we didn't see that behind us.
Oh, I saw
and
it.
And I'm just, like, as women do, I'm sort of always shopping and trying out things when I see them. Like, that would look really awesome in our house.
And here we go again. And here we go again with now here's the stuff behind us that you can't see. We've got a chrome finish. Is that chrome?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a brushed nickel, and is that copper?
That's an antique copper. Overall, Dan's has, we're up to about 30 named families of products. Now, some families are broader than others, and there's about, I think there's now 14 different finishes.
Okay.
And again, not every product's in every finish, but there's quite a range of products, styles, finishes, and price points in all these products that we have.
So what is it that people are abuzz about here, that they come into the booth, they're looking around, they're like, wow, I can't believe you guys have that. What's the thing that's like... that you're hearing, like, the buzz about in your booth?
Well, as I mentioned, we've got some new styles on both the kitchens and the lavatory faucets at both price ranges that are unique to us and offer a very good style at a surprisingly good price for what they're used to seeing from a lot of the competition that we have. We also are very excited about our shower program, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we've got a very good water conservation program that gives you a surprisingly good, very refreshing shower as well.
Oh, sweet. So water scents, right?
Absolutely.
But where can you find Dan's products?
Dan's is sold through a nationwide network of kitchen and bath dealers,
okay,
as well as some online outlets as well. So okay, we've got, you know, literally, I think there's 1,500 different outlets across the country.
And you can go to Dan's.com and and find a retailer?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Do you know where the name comes from? It's a unique name, and I'm not trying to put your feet to the fire that we didn't talk about that ahead of time.
Yeah. It is a unique name. I actually don't know the exact history of the name personally, so okay, I can't answer that directly.
It was no problem. So about the company name. No. Kidding.
And seriously, we are blown away by the website, too. You have to go to dans.com and check it out because it's so visually, like, exciting. There is one graphic of, like, a red – is it a red kitchen?
Yes.
Blow me away.
Yes, very red, very, very different. One of the features that we tried to come out with for the history of the dance when it started and it continues today is that we try to have a little bit of fun. I mean, after all, it's bathroom fixtures and furniture. It's not rocket science. So we want to be a little bit different, a little bit quirky, have a little fun with it as well.
Well, you know, to that point, and we were talking about it earlier, the writing is absolutely top drawer.
Whoever writes for your website, you should give them a bonus.
But who also...
I'll consider that.
Okay.
Whoever did the flush videos, those were, you know, taking it from high art to locker room art in the span of a second. They're great.
Right.
They're great. They show the power and effectiveness of the commode in action, and they flush all kinds of different stuff down the toilet.
I didn't see those. Yeah. They flushed.
Oh, I watched them all.
Flush down there.
All kinds of different things: balls, toys, things that are fun and unique and different.
Like 2 pounds of cherry tomatoes.
No, really?
The video is.
And it's on the website.
The video is staring down into the bowl, and then someone's got a bucket or something, and then they dump all the tomatoes in, and they flush the toilet.
Now, Dan sounds like a fun place to work. Where are you guys located?
We're located just outside of Chicago.
So, people in Chicago, you should check them out.
You should
apply
work
for
there.
A job, because if I lived in Chicago, I would apply for a job, because you get to dream about, you know, flushing tomatoes down toilets and, like, be creative and have a good time. I mean, seriously.
Exactly. Like potty humor every day at work. It's exactly right.
But none of this really, what am I trying to say, tactfully?
No,
there's no tact. It's all flash and show if the guts don't do what they're supposed to do.
That's precisely right. I mean, we're trying to converge both stylish products with water conservation issues, but they all have to work. If they don't work, they're no good. You don't save any water if you have to flush a toilet 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good for the economy or the ecology if your water is flowing out of your faucets too fast. So it's a blend of all those things, and we've got a tremendous combination of just that, being able to save water, provide products that look great and actually work really well.
You can't beat it.
No, you seriously can't.
Not to mention the carpet on this floor is about 12 layers thick.
I have to say that you guys love people that work in your booths, because some booths, they're just threadbare carpet, and I know you have to pay extra.
Threadbare. Nice.
You have to pay extra to get the nice padding, and it makes everyone happy when they walk into the booth.
And it's going to make us unhappy, but we have to take a break.
We do have to take a break. So follow them on Twitter at Dan's Faucets. And follow us into the break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Play.
Your arms around, why can you fly high above red dreams? Double set seems perfect pitch. For the hell of it is why you try. Steps outside of your body, would you not breathe? Would you live? Open up the teardrop. Fall for joy and for the palace. Balance the girl and tip the boy. We'll be right back. Why you try again?